news which his brother was so excited about. But after they finished the meal, so the Rebbe Shab said to everybody who was sitting by the table, says, please stay for a while, I'd like to show you something. That the Rebbe Shab went into his study and brought out a little sefer, a Ksaviyat, a manuscript from Mittler Rebbe, and he started to read to them that the Mittler Rebbe says, behind the eid is a vein. And now the scientists in France, when they discovered this vein, they still didn't understand, didn't know the purpose, the function of this vein in the brain. But the Mittler Rebbe there also mentions the function, and he says, when we see, when a person wants to remember something, he lifts up his head. If you want to remember a telephone number or the name of somebody, you lift up your head. When a person wants to immerse himself, to concentrate deeper, to understand something deeper, we see a person puts down his head. So Mittler Rebbe says, what's the reason for this? When you remember, you lift up your hand to remember something, and to immerse yourself, you put down. So the Mittler Rebbe says in this mimer, it all depends when you lift up the head. This vein puts the pressure on this lobe of the brain. When you put down your head, then it puts the pressure of this part of the brain, and then it helps for concentration. So then the Rebbe Shab said, do you think really the Rebbe, the Mittler Rebbe was a doctor, he knew the anatomy of the human being, of the brain? Says, Chas v'Sholom, he didn't study at all medicine. He says, the Mittler Rebbe knew it, how it's Odom Helin, that there's also a supernal man, the spiritual man, Odom Helin ala Kise, and everything, and we are a replica of this Odom, nothing Odom, but Salmedi, we are made in the image of Odom Helin. Whatever it is in Odom Helin, in the spiritual realm, this must be also be the physical realm. So Mele, the Mittler Rebbe saw what's above, so he knows also how it's below. The same thing it also. Once we understand Levushim, the Gashmis, we understand Levushim, the Ruchnis. Or from the Levushim, the Ruchnis, we understand how the Levushim are in Gashmis. So here, the Alter Rebbe says, the Machshava, Dibura, Maise, are infinitely encased, the Alter Rebbe says, higher. It's only garments for the Neshama, for Nefesh Ruach Neshama, and never those garments are far superior to the garments of to the Nefesh Ruach Neshama. Why is it? Here in Tanya, the Alter Rebbe doesn't explain the reason, but it's explained elsewhere. The Neshama comes, ladies and gentlemen, from a Malik Alamim. This is called Oir Amaki, Oir Pnimi. The Levushim come for Oir Amaki, just like our Neshama, a Levush. Surrounds, encompasses our persons from outside, our makif. Likewise also the levushim, the ruchnizik levushim of the neshama come from a much higher level than the nefesh itself. Nefesh comes only from a malekalamim, from which is ishtalshelust, or agvul, whereas the levushim come from a much higher madrege, come from or a sovkam, or a makif, or a brigvul. And this is the if it's a kedusha, it brings a tremendous union of a kedusha. And if it's Chas v'Sholom, in Klippas, so you can do much of Hirhura Avera, Chazal tell us. A person also thinks about Avera as the Hirhura Avera, for Zlus and so on, is Koshim Avera as the reverse in Avera itself. Why? Because the Machshov are Levushim, and the Levushim come from a very high Madrege, from a transcendent light, or a Makiv, so you can affect the person. And it can affect the neshama much more than just the food or so on. Let me just quote from the Rebbe, from the first from the Rebbe Maimer, about Gashmis, Ruchnis, the Levushim. It's the power. And then will be also from the Rebbe Reshab. Maimer, this Maimer is from Tov Reish Tzadik Tes. And this is Omed, page 142. The Rebbe says, the Friedrich Rebbe Maimer, Levush mechabed sodom, a garment glorifies or honors a person. Umalo is it can lift him up, le mailel yoino to a very high level, asher enel fierkoi, completely out of proportion to the level of this person. Levushim can lift up a person to a madrege, which a person with his own neshome could never reach such a madrege. Umahustakla, kamasa yidua dal trebes, as the Friedrich Rebbe says in the Maimer. And the well-known story, the Rabbeinu Zokin of the Alter Rebbe, wrote Alter Rebbe once saw as Echad Mibale Asokim, one of the person, a businessman, and I should take of Ach Petros immediately after he passed away, this person, הכניסו לגן עדן